Music of the 20th century Cuban composer Ernesto Lecuona, a la Antigua, on WRTI 90.1, performed live in our studio by Gabriela Martinez. You have a CD out, your first solo CD. Correct?
Yes, I do.
If the questions are too hard, just let me know. And on the CD is music you're going to play next. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, I also wanted to say thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure to be here. And yes, I do have a CD out. It's called Amplified Soul. And actually, the piece that I'm going to be playing next is called Amplified Soul, and it's a piece I commissioned by Dan Visconti, a wonderful composer. And I love this piece because he was inspired by how music can amplify a musician's soul. And it really reminisces and is inspired by cathedral sounds and just the resonance that you can get in a hall or a resonance that the instrument itself has. And it's a very special piece because as musicians, music truly is part of our soul. That's actually ties in a bit to the previous piece that I performed, Al Antigua. It's an ode to my grandmother. I mean, to me, family is everything. And it's a piece, she was from Cuba. And the Lecuona is just a wonderful piece to be able to include in the things that are fabrics of our soul. So up next, we have Amplified Soul by Dan Visconti.
And here is Gabriela Martinez to perform live on WRTI 90.1.
Thank you.
From her solo debut album called Amplified Soul, that is the title cut. Music from Dan Visconti, a contemporary American composer, performed live in our studio by Gabriela Martinez. And I was joking around with you before about the questions being too hard. But the listener has to remember that when you perform as a pianist, you don't talk between the pieces. You go from one piece to the next to the next. So this is sort of you're still in the moment of the music. So it's a little jarring for you as a performer.
You know, in a way, yes. But it's also something that I love doing because we spend so much time as musicians working on the music, understanding it in such a basic level that it's exciting to be able to share why we are so passionate about it and why we love it. I do have to say I'm way more eloquent at music than words, so I apologize in advance. But well, you're exactly right.
You did pretty well with the last answer,
well,
I have to say. And you have another piece coming up by the contemporary Belgian composer, Dirk Brasset.
Yes. And in case that some of you have not connected the dots yet, Dirk Brasset is the conductor this weekend for our performance. And I am so thrilled to be able to be working with him again. We go way back. I first played with Dirk when I was, oh my goodness, a teenager. I must have been 13 or 14, and I played the Scriabin Concerto with him in Venezuela, where I'm from. And since then, I was here about 9 years ago playing Chopin Second with him. So he's a great friend, and it's a true honor to be making music with him and the Chamber Orchestra again. But he's also a wonderful composer. I absolutely love his music. And what I'm going to be playing next is two of his nocturnes. And nocturnes are just really inspiring, wonderful pieces to me. They really evoke music of the night and, you know, storminess and just this wonderful mood that they evoke. And he wrote 7 nocturnes, and I will be playing 2. One is for each day of the week. I'm starting with number 6, which is one of my favorites, and I am then playing number 5, which is a tribute to Friday, and today is Friday, so I figured it would be appropriate to play a little something Friday themed. But his music is just so, so beautiful that it's really a treat to be able to play some of his piano works as well.
TGIF.
Yes.
Here's Gabriela Martinez to perform live from our performance studio on WRTI 90.1. Thank you. of seven nocturnes by the contemporary Belgian composer Dirk Brasset, performed by Gabriela Martinez live in our performance studio here at WRTI. You think that was slow enough for him?
Are you ready for the weekend is the question, right? The last one is inspired by Fridays.
Right, exactly.
So what do you think?
But I think I'm ready. I'll see you later. Bye. We were chatting before the broadcast about he thought you should play it a little slower.
Yes.
Did you think you played it slow enough?
We'll have to ask him. If you come on Sunday or Monday, make sure to ask what were the tempos like.
But that leads to a question of sometimes the composer's idea of a piece is certainly different than the performer's idea.
And you know, and that's something that I love about playing new music and having the luxury of asking a composer who's alive. You know, I sent Dirk a voice note from my iPhone saying, what do you think about this? And just to be able to have their understanding. A composer already gives us everything, almost everything that they want in the score, but just to have that extra additional layer of input is wonderful. That's why I love commissioning new music and playing music that's been written today.
You have different ideas sometimes? I mean, if you say to him, I think we should play it this way, does he listen? Does a composer
sure.
listen?
Absolutely.
Words,
and I think they're often excited to explore the music with a live. In my experience, every composer that I've played with is always very excited just to have back and forth and be able to discuss ideas and hear things. And it's wonderful for them to be able to hear it and make suggestions and vice versa.
Let me ask you, as long as we're chatting about that, have you ever heard recordings of composers playing their own works, like Rachmaninoff or Gershwin, and you say, well, I'm surprised how they played it.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And I think it's wonderful as a performer just to be able to have that and just to be able to hear them and understand the tradition, where it came from. And you know, most of the composers that have written for piano, you know, Mozart, Bach, they were all writing for a different instrument, and that kind of ties in as well. How much should we be influenced by what they played it on, what instrument they played it on, and what do we bring into the interpretation from our times? And I think the answer is not an easy one, but it's everything. I think that the past matters, what you're doing now matters, what instrument you're playing on, what the traditions are, and the interpretation. So being able to play music by live composers has an even more special level, and having those older recordings is also equally important and special.
So we're very lucky today to have pieces by contemporary composers that many of our listeners have never heard before.
Absolutely.
And the next one is by a contemporary Venezuelan composer.
Yes. So the next piece is called Valles del Tuy by Federico Ruiz. And it's a special piece because I'm from Venezuela. It's where I grew up. My whole family's from there. And this piece in particular was written about a beautiful valley that's right down the street from my house. And it's such a beautiful country. You know, I grew up waking up, opening the windows to the Avila Mountains, you know, right there in the backyard with beautiful 70s weather, you know, sunny the whole year.
Stop.
So it's a very...
stop.
It's a very special piece to play and just think about home and where I'm from and this specific valley that's just beautiful.
And here it is, performed by Gabriela Martinez on WRTI 90.1.
Thank you.
we're ready for the weekend with that happy tune to wrap things up. That's Valles del Tuy from Federico Ruiz, a contemporary Venezuelan composer, performed by Gabriela Martinez. So, this Sunday and Monday, tell us again what's happening.
Yes, this Sunday and Monday, I will be performing Mozart 21st Piano Concerto with the Philadelphia Chamber Orchestra and Dirk Brosse at the Kimmel Center. And it's truly just, I came from my first rehearsal after coming to the studio today, and it's truly a pleasure to be here. There's such a wonderful ensemble. Dirk is wonderful, and Mozart 21st, I mean, one of the most glorious pieces of music ever written. I feel like I say that about every concerto that I play, but in this case, I think it's true. It's just such wonderful, special music that it's really a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you very much for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me.
Gabriela Martinez.